Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to be a Sunday-only real estate investor. That's what I was for years. Years and years. Hey, before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Sounds good. All right. Luke, I'm not sure which Luke this is. We have several. They know who they are. Luke asks.
All Lukes are doing great, by the way.
You know, isn't that interesting?
Seriously.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure which Luke it is, but I when I see that name, I know it's going to be a good question.
If your name's Luke.
And you're in our world.
Luck is on your side, man.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, if your name is Luke, join our world. You'll be just fine, too, because our two other Lukes will help you. Good stuff. All right. Luke asked, I have a buyer that wants to determine if a septic system can be put in prior to purchasing the property. Do you recommend getting it under contract and letting them do a test while it's under contract, or just tell them that they can have a test done now without getting it under contract or handling it some other way?
Yeah, this is there's two questions here. Mm-hmm. A perk test. What Luke's talking about is a perk test, which is testing the solubility, mm-hmm. how soluble the if the land can handle a septic system.
Exactly.
So that's what they're talking about. And yeah, knock yourself out. I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do the perk test. Do whatever you need to do. Not put a septic system in.
Right.
But test to see if it'll take it. Yeah, that's part of a regular part of due diligence. Kind of like doing a walkthrough on a house before you buy it.
Yeah.
That's really what that is.
I would, and because the guy's going to pay for it themselves, obviously. I'm not going to pay for it. But if they want to pay for their own perk test, come out and do it. Great. I just got free information on my property.
Exactly.
It's really what it is.
You know, so, go ahead and build a house while you're there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you can decide.
Yeah.
Make sure it's one that you can't take with you.
Exactly. Here you go. Lay that foundation. Thank you.
So, yeah, I would absolutely, within reason, let people do what they need to do to see if they want to buy it, but not for 4 years, but
you know
maybe
what,
a week.
I just thought about the same thing. I'm like, you're not going to tie up my property unnecessarily for a month because if somebody else comes along and wants to pay cash for it tomorrow when you're still doing your perk thing. Yeah, like I love your, you said, Jack, we may make it 1 week, 2 weeks to get this done and we'll sit tight, but then after that, you know, I've got to move on.
Right.
Awesome.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on Land Academy's online community.
Yep.
Today's topic, the meat of the show, how to be a Sunday-only real estate investor. Jill, I bet you have a lot to say about this.
Oh, boy, do I have a lot to say about this. You know, it comes down to, what do you want to spend your time on? You know, time is money. And if you have a full-time job and a family, do you really want to be spending weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks? And trust me, I talk to these people all the time trying to save. Then, you know what, in the end, by the way, they don't save any money. Getting data an alternate way and learning to scrub it themselves and even writing programs to do stuff like this. I'm like, are you really serious? How much time are you spending? And you don't have to do it that way. And what's interesting is a lot of people, I give them credit because they didn't know there was another way. So, but if you knowingly go into this, that trying to save, you may save $1, but most of the time you're going to be spending more money. When you can do all this on a Sunday afternoon, you know, Jack?
Yeah, you don't probably have a choice like I didn't. And I think Jill didn't either. Mm-hmm. You have to do this on Sunday, right? You have mm-hmm. a job, you got to pay the bills. So what you want to do is there's two basic parts to this REI career that you're embarking on or you've already started. There's back office garbage, paper pushing and file storage and on and on and on. And then there's a real deal. Which is what's going to make this work or not, is your negotiation skills, to choosing the right property, choosing the right data, choosing the right source of data. That stuff's important. You want to focus on that. You want to leave the back office garbage to people like us. We've already gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is find yourself a group. Doesn't have to be ours, but find yourself a group of like-minded people who have solved all these problems already so that you can actually spend 4 hours on Sunday and turn a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Make 10 grand a week. We have multiple members who are just doing two to four deals a month, maybe one, and making $5,000 to $10,000 on a land flip and leaving all the garbage to someone else, namely us.
Right. I mean, that's what you just said. It's so true. We've made all the mistakes. We've tested all this stuff. I mean, we can really help you jump ahead and start making some money. And how do I know this is true? Oh, my goodness. Look in our online community, because there's hundreds of people that are doing it, you know?
Yeah, get a group. Find a group.
That's the thing. So it's crazy to try to set out on this and learn from scratch by yourself. I mean, it's like, why? I don't understand why you would do that. You know, you know what I'm trying to say.
Better together.
What'd you say?
You know, you're either better together or you're not.
Right. I just look at when I first read this topic, I was just thinking about just the data piece alone. I love, Jack, that you're talking about the whole big picture, which is right. I mean, all the back end office stuff. There's more than just data. But just the data piece alone is where you want it.
Yeah, what Jill's talking about is quite simply this. You have exactly two places you can get data to send out offers to people who own houses or apartment buildings or, in our case, land. And the first option is the county assessor, and it's a disaster. The data is incomplete. It's in every county's different, so you have to really have a PhD in data scrubbing. Trust me, I've done it. I did it that way for a while, and it's very difficult. Or you can get it through a service like we have, or you can go directly to RealQuest or Title Pro 24/7. Those are the two sources of data that that we use. I would highly recommend the former. Because every county is in the same format. You have the assessed value in the same column every single time. Mm-hmm. So you learn it once, not 800 times, one for every county that you mail.
Well, you're not even really learning. You're just pulling up the data and sending out a mailer.
And reacting,
Now you're focusing on the transaction. You're not, you know, that's what's so interesting. You're right. So many people are just focusing on, they spend all their time just figuring out how to understand the data and manipulate the data. They don't even get time to think about making the offers and making good offers and not wasting money and on postage, sending them to the wrong people. You know, they're just getting a list, and that's the wrong way.
Yeah, you do not want. I didn't even bring that up. Mm-hmm. You do not want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Lists can be 20 years old.
Oh my
gosh.
Don't know. I was reading in a Facebook group just yesterday about people. Oh, I got a hold of a list. I'm like, oh, that's a waste. You're going to spend so much more money on postage.
Yeah, so you can get a list for free. In fact, I can give you a 20.
I'll give you a list. Yeah.
You can get a list for free if you search hard enough on the internet.
Sure.
And then you're going to spend, $1,000 on mailing? Or yeah. Whatever, $500 to $800 on bad data.
And then wonder why you didn't get any transactions out of it.
Yeah. It's a waste. So be real careful with lists. You want to pull data from an active database.
Exactly.
Always, no matter what you're buying.
Right. Well, the big picture here is, I think, okay, to be a Sunday-only real estate investor means you have to be on it and maximize your time, use your resources wisely, and you can do this. That's, I think, what Jack's whole point is here. If you have the right education, the right knowledge, the right group, the right community.
The tools.
You really can sit down and say, all right, today I'm going to, look at some areas. I'm going to pick out one that makes my criteria. I'm going to download a bunch of stuff, you know, ownership records, and I'm going to put it together and get it to the printer for Monday. You can do that.
Right.
And then the next Sunday, guess what? Now you're reviewing the things that come back and you're returning phone calls and, you know, you're lining up those ducks in a row. And the next Sunday, you could be doing your due diligence and picking up the properties. And, you know, and then the next Sunday, now you own them. I mean, you could do it just like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's mm-hmm. actually a pretty reasonable time frame.
It is.
You know, but you need some back office help. You need someone to process the deeds, or you need tools online to process the deeds, to do the research. You want to have all that stuff lined up. If you spend a couple of Sundays lining that stuff up correctly and doing some research, you probably already have done research if you're listening to this. You know, line up that stuff, get professional people to do all the lifting for you so you can do the deal making. That's really what it comes
exactly.
down to.
Exactly. You're right.
In the data analysis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill, you have the coolest shoes on I have ever seen. I'm going to describe them. They are black leather clogs with little spikes in them. So it's a little bit punk rock, but it's still feminine.
Thank you.
It's like Debbie Harry ass kicker.
Thank you. Debbie Harry keeps coming up recently, by the way.
I know.
So I love it. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Do you think we explain that for everybody enough?
Yeah. I mean, we could really get into a ton of details, you know, and make a list. I was going to do that for this episode. I could reel off the 19 things you really need to be a Sunday investor. You need someone to answer your phone. You need someone to open your mail
right.
and scan it in for you. You need all your stuff organized in one place that's really, really pre-tested mm-hmm. by somebody like us who's been doing this for, 15 years now. So, yeah, you have to have your ducks in a row. And you need to concentrate. You really need to know. I read something a while ago. It stuck with me, obviously, I'll remember it forever. It was in Fast Company, that magazine. They said the reason companies fail is because the people who are at the top of the company are working on the wrong stuff every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're working on, you know, changing the tablecloths, and they should be working on big picture stuff, raising capital or something. So. And I see this with some new REI investors. They're just working on the wrong stuff. They're too detail oriented. They're not leaving the silly stuff
right
to somebody else.
You have to. I'm guilty of that.
Me too.
You have to. That's a good point, Jack. You have to learn that. I mean, I've made a lot of mistakes. I think that I'm a whatever expert, and then you very politely say, no, Jill, you should not be working on that. You should be working on this. Sometimes it takes an unrelated third party or just another person to be able to point out what your strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Choose a good partner. Mm. Maybe it's your wife.
That's true.
You know, maybe it's not. But choose a good partner.
You know, do you want to be married in a year from now? Choose your wife or don't choose your wife, depending on how you want the outcome to go. Hey, babe, I think we should do this together.
Yeah. Maybe you want to keep the whole thing from your wife.
That's it. I love it.
We shouldn't pick on wife. We should say husband sometimes too.
That's true.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.